Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
The question we continue to encourage people to ask is, if God would love you while you were still a sinner, but he would love you like he loved his own son, Jesus, then he loved you like family when you were an enemy. So what if we believe that God was sending us to our neighborhood or sending us to our workplace or sending us into a community to love people who don't yet belong to the family in such a way that they knew what it was like to belong to the family before they ever believed in God's love for them through Jesus. And so even just asking that question, how would I love my neighbors if I love them like my brothers or sisters? And you know, some people might go, I don't love my brothers and sisters very well. So it's like, well, we need to redeem that and ask, how did Jesus love us like brothers and sisters, even though we weren't? That should inform then how we would love people like family in our neighborhood so that they can both experience the love of God and see it in tangible form while they also get to hear us speak about it.
You build that around six sort of pillars. You talk about focuses in your community: eat, listen, story, bless, celebrate, and recreate. Let's just eating. We'll start with that because that comes up pretty often. I think that's is food and parties maybe kind of a central part of what it means to be a Christian disciple.
Yeah, you know the reason we came up with those six, we call them rhythms, because they're rhythms of life you engage in all the time. And we realized that a lot of people didn't know how to be disciples in the everyday stuff of life because they didn't realize that stuff like eating meals together should be one of the primary ways we think about being a disciple. Because you're going to eat probably 21 a week. If you just engage those intentionally with a gospel mindset, then you would start thinking about eating a meal a very different way. You know, we start in the very beginning in Genesis where that's where God says, this is how you're going to show that you trust me, is by how you eat. Don't eat this tree, but eat all these other ones, and that's your way of expressing that you trust what I say to be good. And it's interesting that through the entire narrative of the Bible, meals play a gigantic part in calling God's people to remember his deliverance from Egypt, or to remember his provision, and ultimately to remember his provision of Jesus. And so even our regular meal that the church is meant to remember Jesus through is something that should hearken us back to Jesus being the bread of life given to us. And so that Passover meal's fulfillment in Jesus is a big part of just us learning how to worship around the table. But then if you engage the table like Jesus did, that you eat with people who need to see what it's like to live unto the Lord in all we do, whether we eat or drink, we do all to the glory of God. When you begin to do that, you actually have a great opportunity to call someone who doesn't yet know Jesus to see that the table is a great place to express your faith in Jesus, whether that's just giving thanks, whether that's eating with great joy, whether that's listening to one another's stories, getting to know each other's hearts. It's amazing, if you pay attention, how much happens around the table in Jesus' ministry as you read the Gospels.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.